With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A historic diplomatic meeting at the White House on Monday, and now President Trump has started arranging a meeting between Ukraine's Zelensky and Russia's Putin in an effort to end the war between their two countries.
These are the heads of major countries.
President Trump hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and seven European leaders to discuss how to end the war with Russia.
All of us would obviously prefer an immediate ceasefire while we work on a lasting peace.
But he told them,
in a very significant step, President Putin agreed that Russia would accept security guarantees for Ukraine.
Adding,
the European nations are going to take a lot of the burden. We're going to help them.
After the session, President Trump said he again spoke to Putin to begin arrangements for a face-to-face meeting between the Russian leader and Zelensky. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hurricane Erin, a Category 2 storm, forced evacuations along North Carolina's Outer Banks, but experts warn the storm is expected to become larger as it moves over the western Atlantic Ocean through the week. And dangerous rip currents are expected at tri-state beaches. Erin, about 720 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras. From the foreign desk, Pyongyang raises its familiar complaints about scheduled joint military drills between the U.S. and South Korea.
Kim Jong-un has condemned South Korean-U.S. military drills. He was inspecting his most advanced warship being fitted with nuclear-capable systems as he vowed a rapid expansion of his nuclear forces to counter rivals. Kim's visit to the western port of Nampo on Monday came as the South Korean and U.S. militaries kicked off their annual large-scale summertime exercise. It's meant to bolster readiness against growing North Korean threats. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 65 points, the NASDAQ losing 200. This is SRN News. Why do pastors quit?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that the number one reason for a Protestant clergyman to leave the profession is the sense that God has placed a new calling on him, 40%. Another 18% say they left the pulpit because of too many conflicts and uproars within the congregation they were leading, and 16% simply blame burnout. However, Lifeway points out that in total, only 1% of pastors actually quit their job every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Being a Christian in Somalia can cost you your life, but many ministries based in the West are doing what they can to sustain secret believers. International Christian Concern is increasing its connection with such people in Somalia, reporting that underground church leaders in Mogadishu confirm the existence of more than 1,500 hidden believers, many of whom are converts from Islam. Conversion is viewed as an act of betrayal. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Air Canada has reached an agreement with the union representing 10,000 flight attendants to end a strike. The union first announced the agreement early today after talks resumed late yesterday. The strike, which began over the weekend, affected about 130,000 travelers daily during the peak summer travel season. Flights will start resuming this evening, but full restoration may take a week or more. Home Depot's sales improved during its fiscal second quarter as consumers remained focused on smaller projects amid cost concerns, but its performance missed Wall Street's expectations. When Wall Street is holding near its record highs as traders consider the latest corporate earnings reports while awaiting fresh cues about interest rates from the Federal Reserve, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is scheduled to speak on Friday. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.